Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, that is 2511-3001-0018-8864.
Okay, give me one moment here. Let's see, is this Four Corners Hay Harvesters?
Yes, it is.
All right, let me just verify some information I have on file here. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
To whom am I speaking?
Yes, I'm Ramona Garnines.
Ramona, R-A-M-O-N-A?
R-O-M-O-N-A.
What's your last name? Can you spell it for me?
Yes, Garnines, G as in girl, A-R-N-E-N-E-Z as in zebra.
Okay. And what's the best time to reach out in case we get disconnected?
Yes, I'll give you my cell. That is 505-330-7926.
Okay. That's 505-330-7926, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. What's your, let's see, we have 426 Road 6100. Is that the correct address for the... Okay. And that's Kirtland, K-I-R-T-L-A-N-D, right?
Correct. New Mexico.
Okay. Okay. 87417, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
No, we don't.
Okay. What about an email address for you?
Yes, that would be fourcornershay@hotmail.com.
So is that four spelled out, F-O-U-R, cornershay@hotmail.com? Okay, cool.
H-A-Y.
H-A-Y. Got it, got it. Hold on one second. What's the structure of your business? Is it a S-Corp, LLC, sole prop?
LLC, yes.
LLC. And are you the 100% owner, Ramona?
Well, actually, my husband is, but if you know, if you speak to him, he's just give the phone back to me, so...
You handle all the administrative stuff, right?
Exactly.
Very cool. Okay, so he's 100% owner, but you do all the work. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and how long have you guys been in business, Ramona?
Oh, since 1988. That's what, 20-something years?
Cool. 28 years. Awesome.
Yeah, 28 years.
Are you guys the founders of the business?
Yes, we are.
Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at your file here. If you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to lead you in that direction.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we were just... Well, actually, my husband wanted me to call in to see what, you know, how... In the past, we have did, you know, we did get some loans, but they were considered the micro daily loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you use... I mean, they get their money back way before we can even try to start using the loan, so... But
you're looking more for, like, longer term?
Yes, yes. Be nice on a monthly basis, you know, I mean, the prepayment and all.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. Yeah, we got some different options. How much are you guys looking for exactly?
Okay, we're thinking like maybe 80,000.
Around 80,000, okay. And what are you guys going to be using that for?
Well, for working capital and then to, you know, pay some taxes too.
Okay.
Some employee taxes.
Employee taxes, okay. Is the 80K, is that how much you need, or could you guys use more than that if we can get you more?
Well, it would, well, I guess it would be kind of based on how, you know, we would pay back the,
right.
You know, the payment, yeah.
I guess, let's say in a perfect world, if you got the exact terms you wanted, how much money could you use? Just kind of hypothetically.
Much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, and you said just for general working capital, operational cash flow, sort of,
yes.
Taxes. How much of that is taxes, and how much do you need just for, like, operating the business?
Okay. Well, see, right now we're a seasonal company.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just finished up our job, and then just to get us into, like, spring, you know, and it wouldn't probably be the whole 80,000 just to carry us until we start up again.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just can use it for, you're getting into your, like, slower period, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, do you guys usually take out financing around this time, like, for that exact reason, or?
Not really. We usually wait until, like, you know, maybe right in the spring. I'd say about around March or April, because we start up on, like, the later part of May.
Mm-hmm.
About March or April. But I just want to see if you might be able to help us, you know.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So you guys start getting busy again in May, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about what you guys do exactly? Any industry you specialize in, or?
Yeah, we do custom hay swathing, you know, for a farm that's located where we are, like, gosh, total of, at least we swath, like, four times this summer, and about, I'd say about maybe 13, it varies, you know, they'll give us, like, maybe from 11 to 14,000 acres that we cut four times the whole summer season.
Gotcha. Okay, so you guys work with a variety of different farmers and agricultural companies, it sounds like. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Do you guys have a farm as well, or no?
No, we're just doing the...
You just do the service.
We just do the service.
Gotcha, okay. Gotcha. What did you guys do in gross revenue last year, just a rough estimate?
Yeah, it was about $1,200,000.
Okay. 1.2 million. And are you guys growing every year? Are you guys teetering around that $1.2 million every year, roughly?
At least, yeah. It varies. Like I said, you know, they can decrease a little bit under acres, or else they could increase again. So
yeah,
it's always more than 10,000 acres anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends how the industry and the economy is doing and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I see. What are you guys tracking to do this year? Do you think you're going to beat that 1.2 million, or what's it looking like?
You mean for 2016?
Correct.
Yeah. We could be around there, close by that again this year.
Cool.
But I know next year it's going to be an increase again, so we'll be making more next year, 2017.
Oh, very good. You guys are building new customers, new relationships and stuff?
Well, they're just adding more acreage. Like,
oh,
more.
So your existing customers are expanding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have contracts for those dairy farms, and so, you know, they prefer the smaller bales versus those one-ton bales. I don't know if you
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. No, my brother used to work in a dairy farm in Las Cruces. His good friend's parents owned a dairy farm, so he every summer he would do that. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know if it's something I want to do every day for the rest of my life, but
yeah, it's true, but yeah.
It's a good business though, good industry to be involved in though, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What is your husband's name, Ramona?
Yes, it's Henry.
Henry. Okay.
Garnines Jr.,
okay. Any idea about his credit score? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I believe it could be good, yeah. I know, I think it's about a little over 700, yeah.
Low 700s, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have, like, a return on investment that you normally can, like, quantify? Like, if you were to invest, you know, say if you were to invest the $80,000 in your business, do you expect a sort of return that you can quantify on that? Like, if we give you $80,000, can you say, okay, it's going to make us $50,000? Do you have a kind of an estimate for something like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes with my customers, there's like, okay, we're using it on this specific project, we're going to make 30% on it, you know what I mean? But this is a little bit different, kind of, because you're just using it for, like, general operations. Okay, cool, so you need some working capital, you want to make sure that you can keep up in the slow season, as well as your demand's going to be going up as your customers are expanding, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So you want to make sure you have some capital in place to meet those needs, right? Yeah. We don't want them to have to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they normally pay you up front, or is it like a net 60 or 90 collection, or what?
They pay us like a week after we, you know, we do the work, and then we submit the invoice, and they pay us the following week. So it's like on a weekly basis in the summer.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys market your business? Is it mostly like referral? You've been around for a long time, so I imagine a lot of it's just like referral-based, right?
Well, actually, we just do the service for this company, and they're the ones that sell, you know, the hay. It's just that we do the cutting for them, and we do the hay cutting for them. You know,
I see. So you pretty much just work with this one company.
Yeah, we just work with this one company.
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you pretty much been working with them since you started the business?
Exactly, since 19.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you guys must be like close family friends, kind of, right? Like, I'd imagine.
It's a pretty large corporation that we work for, so they have other crops there too, not just hay. They have,
okay.
Like hay grazer.
Got it.
As well, yeah, agriculture products.
Got it. That makes sense. Do you guys have a timeline? Like, how soon are you looking to bring on the funds? Is it, you know, as soon as possible, or you guys need it by a certain date, or what are we working with?
Maybe like even the new year, January.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been looking for financing for a little while, or when did you start looking?
Well, you mean like, you know, just recently, or
actually, yeah, for.
Well, after I did get this in the mail, I thought, maybe we can give it a try. But no, we're not. I just, you know, like I said, because it's our slower peak season right now.
Yeah.
Usually March or April is when we kind of start looking around.
Cool.
I just wanted to see, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll just give you some initial feedback. It's good that you're looking ahead, for one. Your situation sounds like it's good right now. You don't want to start looking when your bank statements are negative, and then you're like, really need it really bad, and then it's going to be a lot harder to get approved. So it's great that you're looking ahead. Also, because interest rates might be going up later this year. So if you get it in place right now, even if you don't need it right now, if you get it in place right now, you can lock in an interest rate. I don't know if you keep up with like current news and everything, but the Fed might be raising the rates later this year. So you're looking at a good time. If we can get everything approved for you, like, could you use any capital immediately, or you want it, like, if we get you an approval now, would you want to wait until January to take it, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then January at least,
February. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, cool. Have you guys gone to your bank, for financing, or what kind of feedback do you normally get from them, if so?
Oh, no, we never went to our bank.
Okay. Do you know for a fact they don't approve you, or what's the reason for that?
Well, actually, last year we wanted to, but I don't know why they didn't approve us. So we tried to do a home equity, but they needed to see all this and that and all that.
Yeah.
So we just end up declining, and we just went with another, like I said, the micro, you know, the daily.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't until like late or in the spring, I'd say about maybe late April when we decided to route. So that's why we went that route.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So how much did you guys borrow when you did it last year? Do you remember?
We borrowed, I think it was $20,000.
Okay. And it was like short term, like 3 to 6 months or something like that, or?
Oh yeah, the short term.
Okay, cool. But that's all you need, right? Because you said you start getting busy in May. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, big banks generally don't lend that much to smaller and medium-sized companies anymore ever since the financial crisis 2008, 2009, unfortunately. But that's kind of where we kind of stepped in and started offering programs just like this to kind of fill in those gaps, because we understand that, you know, as a business owner, you have needs, and your bank might tell you like, oh, your credit's not good enough, or, oh, you know, we're not comfortable lending to your industry, or different things like that. So it's kind of where we kind of fill in those gaps. Do you have any financing with your bank, like a line of credit?
We do with our bank, yeah, but we did, you know, years ago we used that, and we didn't really, haven't really paid that one off, you know, but they debit on our account every month. So.
Oh, I gotcha. What's your balance on that right now, do you know?
I believe it might be maybe 50,000. Yeah.
50, okay. And that's your current balance? Do you know what your limit is?
55.
55, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you guys been in business 28 years, did about 1.2 million last year, credit low 700s. I don't foresee any problems getting you this 80K. We would just need to take a look at the last 6 months of your business bank statements. And then we would look at your previous year's tax return and then have you fill out a credit app. And we should be able to get you some approvals on the table for you.
And typically the approval will stand for a period of time so we can hold on to it, keep it locked in until you're ready to take it in like January. Let me just make sure I covered everything. Do you have any questions while I'm thinking right now?
No, I don't, not right now.
Okay. Do you have like a plan B? Like, do you have any, do you have like a backup plan if for some reason we can't get you approved for what you're looking for, or? The ones you did from last year?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the company that you used, what they were called?
Pierce Capital, P-I-R-S.
Pierce Capital.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. There's so many of these lending companies now, it's crazy. Okay. Do you have a balance with them right now, or it's all done already, right?
Okay, well, I think the end of the month is going to be paid in full.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 6 months.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, so you took it out in April or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, I was thinking you took it out over like last winter or something. Do you know what your current balance is with them roughly? Probably pretty low, right, since you're about to pay it.
Let me see. I would think what is today?
Today's Monday the 17th. About 2,000, okay. Do you by chance have a copy of that loan contract with you?
I do, yeah.
Because for the a lot of the program, like the better programs at least, require that we pay off your existing loan, which won't really matter because you only owe $2,000 anyway. But then again, if you're not going to take it until January, it's going to be long paid off. But we'll still require it as like part of the approval process, just in case. But yeah, you don't have to send the whole contract, just like the first page that has the program rates and the terms and stuff like that. Okay. Sorry, thanks for your patience. I'm just making sure I'm covering everything. Have you guys inquired with any of the lenders, or you said you're kind of just planning ahead, right? You haven't done too much yet?
No, not exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, based on everything, the preliminary information you gave me, I'm pretty confident we can get you what you're looking for. Is there like a term that you're aiming for? Are you looking to do like a 6 month thing, like you said, just until May, so January, March, like 4 months, or what would be ideal for you guys as far as like a term goes? Yeah, I mean, they're generally short term. I have another customer who's going to do 18-month one. Most of my customers do, I would say, anywhere from 6 to 12 months. But but like I said, it really depends what you get approved for. So my job is to approve you for the highest amount with the longest term available, and then we can kind of work backwards. I'm just kind of curious if you guys have like an ideal kind of term that you wanted to do. If it's for other customers who are seasonal like yours, they'll typically like to align it up with their slow season. So if they're slow for 4 months, we'll get them a 4 month term to kind of hold them over. And once it picks up again, you know, then they're like a little bit more comfortable. But
probably like pay it off sooner too.
Okay, so it'd be nice to have that option, right, to be more like flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the programs like have like an early payment discount where we get you on 18 month, but you can choose to pay it off earlier, you get a discount. But we'll see what options we have available, and we'll kind of put it all out there because we like to give you options. So, but it really depends, but everything so far, so good. I don't foresee any problems getting you approved for what you're looking for. Do you guys have any, like negative days in your bank account for the business lately? Any like non-sufficient funds or anything like that you can think of?
No.
Okay. Any like tax liens, bankruptcies, anything like that in recent history?
No.
Okay, cool. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Feel free to get it back to me today or tomorrow, or whenever it's convenient for you, and I'll get it submitted. Like I mentioned, typically the approval process takes about 24 hours. then we'll present you with some options. If it works, it works, and we can get you funded sooner or whenever you need. If you wanted to wait till January, you could do January. Do you have any other questions, though, for me, Ramona, before we get off the phone?
Yeah, so
I'll specify on that in the email. So it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, because that's what the loan is based off of. It's based off your cash flow.
Okay.
So we do sort of like a cash flow analysis. And then your previous year's tax return, just to verify your business entity and all that stuff. Does that sound like stuff that you kind of have like readily available? Are you able to get that stuff to me?
Actually, I know I just have the 6 month statement, but our taxes 2015, those are still being processed yet.
Oh, that's okay. Did you guys file 2014?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Do you have an extension from the IRS for that?
For the 15?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect. So we could just go off of the 2014 tax return. That's fine. And then if you have the extension paperwork, you can just include that as well. Typically, it's just like a one-page thing showing that you got approved for an extension. And then just so you guys know, we do equipment financing as well. I don't know how often you guys bring on like new equipment, but I imagine you guys have a couple pieces of equipment there, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we usually get that every year.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, leasing is actually one of the first programs that we did here at Bank of Cardiff. So if you guys have any equipment needs, we have some options available for you as well. How many pieces of equipment do you guys have?
Okay, right now we're leasing 20 wind rowers.
Are you guys going to be adding on any more equipment since your customers are expanding?
Well, next year I think we will be, probably like extra 5 again.
Okay. Do you guys have a company that you work with for the leasing side?
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah.
Is it always the same company or is it really?
Yeah, we have a contract with them, so every 3 years pretty much.
Oh, nice. Do you guys do you get like the vendor financing?
We lease it from them, and then when we do our swapping, and whenever we're finished, we just give them the money. So.
Got it.
Yeah, I guess it would be like financing. I know we just pay them, so.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. When are you guys bringing on the next batch of equipment? Sometime next year?
Yeah, usually in the spring.
Spring.
Shipping them down about April.
No one very close.
Okay, cool. And you pretty much just lease them, right? You guys don't purchase them? So
no, we don't purchase. We just lease, yeah.
Okay, cool. It's kind of better in a way, because then you're always having, you don't have to worry about maintenance, you don't have to worry about, you're always going to have new equipment that way.
Yeah.
Less breakdowns.
Yeah.
Acres we cut, it does do a lot of damage on those.
They wear out, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine. So you guys must have a good amount of employees too. You have 20 pieces of machines. How many employees do you guys have?
Okay, yeah, we had two. They have them on standby, just in case. Two and one doesn't operate, so we pull that out. So about 18, the operators anyway that operate those wind rowers. There's several that are on the ground as mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool. Do you guys contract out the employees, or do they work for you? Oh, cool. Well, once you guys kind of build a relationship with us, it opens up so many more doors. So if you guys needed to bring out some more equipment, or I know you guys have a relationship going with your equipment dealers, and we don't want to like step anybody's toes or anything, but if there's anything we can help you out with on the equipment side, we would love to do that as well for you. Because like I said, once you do one loan with us, we develop a relationship with you. It becomes a lot easier to qualify you for like some of our top tier programs. Most of our customers, in fact, are repeat customers because they like us, and we like to help businesses grow. We've been around for 14 years, so we it's not just like a one and done transaction. We like to continue the relationship. So, okay, cool. I'm going to send you that email with the application info. And then feel free to reach back to me if you have any questions or anything. You're going to have my direct phone number in the email. So you just call that number and it'll go to, directly to my desk. You don't have to go through like a phone directory or anything like that. Do you want to write down my number just in case something comes up and you don't get my email or anything?
Yes, I'll go ahead and take
it. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 858.
858.
Mm-hmm. 779.
Okay.
0931. And my name is Julian. It's Julian.
Okay, Julian. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you that email right now, and I'll probably just give you a follow-up call tomorrow just to make sure you got it and everything, make sure you don't have any questions or anything like that. But you can call me anytime in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate
my pleasure. Appreciate you calling. Any other questions or concerns, anything else you can think of while you got me on the phone?
Well,
I'll be a call away. You can call me anytime.
Great, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll touch base tomorrow.
Yes, all right.
Thanks, Ramona. My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.